And talking about things that you see in your sleep, you say, this is what I
dream.
And often when I go to sleep, I
dream.
But I usually can't remember what I
dream. Dreamt.
Okay. And you say, I dreamed I was falling, but just when I was about to hit the ground, I
woke up.
Okay. And to get something to move away from you, you
push.
And if you bring your foot down heavy on the floor, you say you
stomp.
And say if you see a friend of yours leaving the party or something on foot, you might say, may I what you home?
Drive you home.
Okay. Do you ever say carry you home or take you home?
Take you home, yeah.
Okay.
Give you a lift.
You tell a child, now that stove is hot, so
don't touch.
And if you needed a hammer, you tell somebody, go
get me a hammer.
And say if you had a sack of groceries and didn't have your car, you say you picked it up and
carried it.
Anything else you'd say besides carried it?
No.
Do you ever say you lugged it or packed it or toted it?
Uh-uh.
Do you ever hear any of those?
Yeah. Not often, though.
What would some people around here say?
I carried it down here. The people would say, I carried it. You know, when you lug something, you're not carrying it. You're just about dragging it. You know, there would be something heavy.
Uh-huh. Would you ever say you packed something or toted it? Do you ever hear
in that? Reference to carry?
And a game that children play where one child will be it and other children will hide.
Tag. Hide and seek.
Okay. What do you call the tree that you can touch and be safe?
Home.
Okay. And in football, you run toward the
goalpost.
Okay. And say if you were about to punish a child, he might ask you not to punish him. Just give me one more
chance.
And say if we were planning to meet someplace, I might say, well, if I get there first, I'll wait
for you.
And say if someone always catches on to a joke, you say he's got a good sense of, he always sees a funny side of things.
Oh, a good sense of humor.
And he said he didn't actually know what was going on, but he knew it all. He
thought.
Or meaning he pretended he knew it all. He'd say he, you say he acted as if he knew it all? Or
yeah.
He made out like,
yeah. He acted as if he knew it all.
Okay. And say a child left a pencil on the desk and came back and didn't find it there. He'd say, I bet somebody
stole.
Okay. And say there was something bad that you had expected to happen, like someone's walking along the top of a fence and you expect them to fall off and hurt themselves. And then someone comes in and says that, you know, they've fallen off. You'd say, well, I just, what that was going to happen.
I just knew it was going to happen.
Okay. And something that a child plays with, you'd call a
toy.
Would you ever call it a play, Fruity? And say if I ask you, when are y'all going to Miami? You say, well, right now we're what to go next week? We're
planning.
Okay. Do you ever say we're aiming to go or we're fixing to go?
Very seldom.
What?
Oh, fixing. Yeah, I'm fixing to do this. You know, not aiming though.
Mm-hmm. Does fixing mean in the future or does it mean immediate?
It could mean both as far as I'm concerned.
Would you say we're fixing to do this a week from now?
It means you're going to do it, you know.
But would you use it to mean in the, say a week from now?
Yeah.
And say if the child's just learned something new, like maybe she learned to whistle, her parents might ask who?
Taught you how to whistle.
Okay. Do you ever say who learned you?
Uh-huh.
And if you wanted to brighten up your room for a party, you could go out in the yard and if you have a lot of things growing out there. You
cut some flowers.
Okay. Or if you didn't say you cut them, you say you
pick them.
Okay.